Hello, hello, we're here. We're on day four. Who's here with me? Just write something in the chat. Let me know you can hear me and all that good stuff. Well, so we have gone on quite the journey here, haven't we? Day one was all about you understanding energy. And you learned some exercises on how to scan yourself so that if you do have a mood or if you are aware of energy happening either in your body or coming at you from the environment, you now know ways to remove that energy, blow it up, transmute it, and to build a divine energy and to build divine energy in between your hands that you can then direct. Now, you can also use that technique, especially for my animal advocate, my pet lover friends. When you have animals that are struggling with some sort of a health issue, and you can scan their body and imagine that you are releasing from their body the energy that is not serving them. And then you can build that divine energy to take place in between your hands. And either touching the pet directly or using your imagination to send energy, you can help to bring that person, that animal, back to a balanced state. Now, of course, this is never instead of you going to see a professional so you really know what you're dealing with. So that was day number one, energy. Day number two was intuition. And intuition is really your source to truth. And what we covered there was a way for you to understand your particular channels of psychic intuitive messaging. And I also gave you a way for you to ask some questions so that you can accelerate, jumpstart, get your intuition psychic mojo going, and all of that was in day two. The other thing that I did was I posted in the Facebook group a training that I taught years ago in my Soul Purpose Success Rockstar membership, which consists of 60-minute digital download of training and a companion workbook so that you're able to learn and practice a very specific grounding and protection, we'll call it formula, meditation, and also a series of accelerator intuition exercises are on that training, in addition to the one that I already taught you. So that's a really good resource to have in your home study library. Then yesterday was day number three. Yay! Day number three was about purpose. And I gave you some really powerful catalytic questions for you to ask yourself to help you really learn more about your nature and what you do automatically, what comes easy for you, that is part of your purpose. We also discussed there is being on purpose where you are making choices and putting yourself in opportunity situations that are either going to bring out the best expression of your purpose path, or it might be considered off purpose in that it's stifling, it's slowing you down, it's interfering with the best expression of your purpose path. Today is going to be about mission. And remember what I said at the beginning of this challenge, that the purpose of the challenge was to help you have power and tools, confidence, self-appreciation, to bring who you are out into higher visibility, where you can help others and you can give yourself permission to do more for yourself, because your value for yourself would be more heightened as a result of our 4 days together. And with these 4 days, we're talking about your power. Your power comes in these four different tracks of self-expression. One track is day one, energy. directing energy, managing energy, releasing energy, healing with energy. Power tool number two is your intuition. This is your guides, your angels, your connection to your source, your higher self communicating to your conscious human mind. Your other track of power is that of purpose. Purpose, when I am interviewed on various radio shows and telesummits, I say this opening statements pretty early in the interview. I say that purpose is both a power and a path. It's a power because the more you understand that this is your nature, this is what you're born to do, this gives you permission to set boundaries so that you let go of what you know is off purpose, and you deliberately add on and you look for ways to add more of what's on purpose. This is a power. It is a power to recognize you, your essence, your makeup, your fabric, and then giving yourself permission to nurture that. Nurture that means when to say yes. Nurture that means when to say no. And then your fourth track of power is what we're doing today, which is mission. So just to gather up the energy here, I'm going to repeat what the purpose of this challenge is, just because, as you know, the more you repeat something, the more you get it on deeper and deeper levels. That's number one. And number two, you may hear something that you did not hear before. And that might make the rest of this training more like a wow, oh boy, aha kind of training. So here's what the purpose of our four-day training is and has been. Number one, speak it into existence. There you go, Tammy, darling. Sounds like you did Landmark or Est or something like that. That's what Werner used to say. Purpose of this challenge is for you to find your power. Yay, and now we need it more than ever. I don't care what country you live in. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your gifts. We need your passion. We need your truth more than ever, I believe. The purpose of this challenge is for you to find reliable ways to access your power. And I've just reviewed the four power tracks that we have covered in this challenge. It is for you to have more strategies to improve your life, because now that you know how to use energy, now that you know how to access your intuition and to practice those intuition reception skills that I taught you, you're going to be able to get more information at will, so that you can make decisions and get ideas, get inspirations, get inspired action directives that are going to improve your life. The purpose of this challenge is to bring your sense of mission purpose out into your world, because the more you are channeling and taking action on your mission, the more these higher frequencies of your guidance are flowing through you. And the more you are having these high frequencies energies flow through you, they impact and raise your vibration. And when you're not living your purpose at the highest possible expression, when you're not focused on your mission, energy gets stuck. It's a stagnant pool, like a pool of water where there is no circulation. It's the same thing. And you may have noticed that when you're doing what you know you're good at, when you're doing something where you know you're helping others, other humans, other species, helping the environment, you know that you feel better, don't you? Well, part of it is because you're running energy that is your higher vibrational octave, and you become the beneficiary of that delicious, wonderful, divine energy, that creative energy, before it hits the outer world. And so you gain from the fact that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing what you're gifted, skilled, and passionately inspired to do. That's what I had said was the mission of this four-day challenge, or the purpose of this four-day challenge. The first mindset for you to get the most out of this challenge that I mentioned on day number one was for you to claim, I am intuitive. And I have access to my intuition. And I trust my intuition. Now, if you continue to reaffirm that to yourself on a daily basis, even saying it out loud, you're going to be able to notice that it really is having a life of its own, proving to you that it's accurate, that you are intuitive, that you have access to your intuition, and that you can trust it. So I encourage you, you know, when you listen to these replays of the 4 days, I encourage you to write it down on a piece of paper. Yes, you matter, exactly. That you write it down and you remind yourself daily to say it out loud for a while, you know, a week or 2 weeks. Put it on your computer monitor and allow yourself to say, you know, this might sound a little crazy, and if anybody's around and they think I'm nuts, I'm going to do it anyway because I want to tell my subconscious mind and I want to tell the universe I am intuitive. I have access to my intuition. I can trust my intuition. So that was mindset number one. Mindset number two is that I am a valuable contributor to this world, just like Tammy wrote down in the chat, I matter. And you are a valuable contributor to this world. Anything you do where you want to be part of the solution, even if it's helping somebody get groceries at the supermarket or something big like rescuing an animal, or something big like our political landscape right now. Anything that you do where you are saying to yourself, I want to be part of the solution. I want to be part of the solution. Intuition, show me, how can I be part of the solution? That is a contribution to the world because you are, again, you're accessing your heart. You're accessing your purpose. That energy is a high frequency energy. It's a heart energy. It's a determination energy. And energy gets broadcasted through you, through your energy field. So yes, you do become a valuable contributor to this world. The other mindset is my life has been preparing me to have a fabulous life for myself and in helping others do the same. My life has been preparing me to have a fabulous life for myself and in helping others to do the same. That is part of the purpose day where you appreciate that everything you've experienced from the time you were born, and for those who have the intuitive ability to know what was the decision point prior to incarnation, or others who have the capacity to know the information of what you were experiencing in your mother's womb, everything has preened you to be who you are today. And that is exactly what I'm encouraging each and every one of you to realize is like real estate that you can call upon. The good, the bad, and the ugly. There were no failures. There was always you becoming educated, insightful, wise. Learning from a failure was actually learning from a strategy that really doesn't fit for you. So is it a failure? I'm saying no. I'm saying it shows you a direction where to have more confidence about what you've learned, how you know it for a fact because you lived it, and then how it all becomes part of your character, becomes part of your value structure, your standards, becomes part of how you prioritize your time, your relationships, and on and on and on. So the mindset that you learned yesterday is that there is no failure. That's what we covered yesterday as a mindset shift, and that it's very empowering. It helps to really break that cycle of self-criticism, beating yourself up, the inner bully, what I call it, And instead, it puts you into a very different self-image of being the creator of your world. And as the creator of your world, as much as you do have control, you actually are going to choose to love yourself, empower yourself. And when a situation was not your preferred experience, guess what? Your mindset is, I create my reality, and I create that I'm going to glean from this lesson and do more of what I want in the future. Tammy says, knowledge is power. Absolutely. Think, read, learn, and pass it on. Yes. All right. Now, let's take a deep breath, and now we're going to bring ourselves to present time, and we're going to discuss mission. If you did not have a chance to listen to yesterday's training, please do. Please take the time to journal the questions from yesterday. Being a light leader for success and mission impact. A light leader is what I feel right now is so important and so necessary. And that really is what motivated me to do this challenge. Just to repeat, for those of you who have not listened to the other trainings, I said that I designed this challenge to feed and to speak to and be relevant for several of the networks that I am connected to. Some of you are part of at least one of those networks. Some of you are part of several of these networks all at once. And these networks are those who are business owners, entrepreneurs, and or people who really want to bring more of themselves into their jobs so that they don't feel that they're just pushing paper kind of thing and on some sort of a robotic deadening cycle, that rather they want to bring their creativity and their value on a conscious, deliberate way to their business, their products and services, their career. And if they don't have to work, if they are people who stay at home more or less, then to nurture your household and also to nurture what I call your passion projects, your causes, your community endeavors. This is the mission impact. And a lot of you on this thread know me, or this challenge know me, because of our animal advocacy work together. Some of you listening to this know me from my political involvement. And then there's also the network of self-development, psychic intuitive development, spiritual development, really being part of networks that are here to bring light. That no matter what their job is, whether they own a business or not, or whether they are part of an employee involvement, they have an awareness, they have a spiritual acceptance that they bring their spiritual values and their spiritual articulation into whatever they do. It isn't like they go to work and they turn off their spiritual languaging. Maybe they watch how they say things if they think they're going to offend anybody at work, but they hold it as very much a part of their integrated life. And the more people that get to know them will know that about them. So those are all the networks that this challenge is geared to nurture and fuel. And I particularly chose to do this challenge now because of things that are happening in the United States with this administration. And I noticed what was happening to my creativity and my emotions, and I immediately got to work on myself, gave myself permission to have those emotions and have that awareness because I'm alive. I mean, it is happening. That's not the issue. The issue is, what do we do about it? And how do we keep ourselves happy, centered, creative? How do we keep ourselves positive and available to others as well as to ourselves? And that is what a light leader is somebody who looks at what's happening and makes choices of what they can do to keep their vibration as high as possible, make choices that are as beneficial to themselves and others as possible. So I'm going to read to you the definition of light leader that I taught in a training several years ago. And before I go into that, I want to tell you that pinned to the top of this page along with the continuing education resources of that intuition training, I also included this training on light leader. It's called Being a Light Leader in Your Soul Purpose, Business, and Life. That too came from my membership archive library that I taught. And that too is a 60-minute digital MP3 training with a companion workbook. So please take a look at that later. I made it as a bundle. You can purchase each one of them separately for $25 each, or you can get the two together because they're perfect partners to what we covered in this challenge. And there's a little bit of a savings when you get the bundle. So let's have you to listen to this definition of light leader. Let's have you get into your optimum receptive state. Let's have you close your eyes. And if you're driving, obviously don't do that. However, do your best to listen from your heart as I read this to you. This is my current definition of a light leader. I'd like you to breathe slowly and deeply. I'd like you to realize that you were drawn to this challenge. However it came, there's a thing called there ain't no such thing as a coincidence. And therefore, believe that there's something in what I'm about to say for sure that's going to move you forward in some way. A light leader is someone who is very self-empowered in terms of their soul purpose path, their strengths and weaknesses. They understand and they believe that they have a soul purpose path, and they have the introspective skills to assess their strengths and their weaknesses. Their commitment to be the best that they can be, to identify intolerables that are occurring in their life, whether it is professional intolerables and or personal-based intolerables, and to know that the answers lie within. This is a definition of what I mean by a light leader. Lies within regarding one's connection to one's intuition, guidance, one's spirit guides, one's angels, and again, knowledge of one's soul purpose path. And from that self-empowered place to then look for how to continue to upgrade the vibration of any aspect that is active in their life. That means what goes on in their household, what goes on in your community, the spheres of influence with which those spheres have direct contact with you, and any global matters, causes that the person you want to engage in, that you choose and you assess, is this going to upgrade my life? Is this calling upon my purpose to express itself? Is this part of my mission, or does this not have my name on it? In which case, it's fine for you not to be distracted. It's fine for you not to be pulled in too many directions. It's fine for you to not have that thing be a priority. And rather, it's better for you to narrow your scope, concentrate and consolidate your energy, your time, your funds, and choose instead that which will bring you the fulfillment, because it calls upon your soul purpose destiny. A light leader is one who is committed to the light. The light means divine order, divine love, divine purpose, and divine compassion for humanity, the environment, and other species. When we look at ourselves as a light leader, and we are looking for truth, We understand that as a light leader, we are still human, and therefore many truths can be real and valid simultaneously, even though they may seem to be diametrically opposed. When we look at ourselves as a light leader, our intention is to claim your own sense of truth, to be aware of other people's truths, and to match that, to size it up against your own truth. So you are aware of what others are doing and their sense of right. However, you are not influenced to change their stance in regards to your truth. And for those of you who are in the political world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no point in trying to change somebody's mind unless they want to have their mind changed. I had an extremely well-timed conversation today with a client of mine. I haven't worked with him for a while because he's on to other things, but I just had a feeling to invite him to attend a training that's on this topic, being a light leader. And I was thrilled because of his respect for me, because I have proven myself to him over the years to be trustworthy in terms of my psychic intuitive insights, my paradigms, my motivations, and my insight into him. He was willing to look again. He's taking another look at this administration that we have at the moment. And I guided him to see what it is that are facts. And that means a lot more legwork, a lot more research. Facts versus lies. And so that is what we all need to do. And as we take in other people's paradigms and perspectives and interpretations of what is truth, we can hear them out. However, we do not at any point abandon, forsaken, violate, or diminish our own sense of truth. That is what that means. Rather, you're taking the attitude that you are merely collecting data. Their input, their perspective, their paradigms is just data. It doesn't mean anything that you have to change unless you hear information that feels right to you, that makes sense, that's possible. In which case, you don't necessarily abandon your truth, but you stay open to find the truth. You're merely being observant as to what is going on around you, what is being brought to your human awareness. And then for us as a light leader, once we have that input, to go deep within ourselves through meditation, through intuitive conversation in collaboration with our higher self, our spirit guides and angels, to determine, refine, claim, clarify, and then to activate, meaning take action, that which is our truth. A light leader is one who will lead, meaning when there is an opportunity to stand up, speak out, step into a situation, if it feels that it is in alignment with what you are here to do, to contribute and to bring forth without any desire to hurt or to harm, to bring forth a passionate, emphatic statement of who you are, what you believe, what you will do, and what you won't do. That is what I mean by leading. If you have an opportunity to help, to impact, that is your green light to lead. You lead with your truth and do not be attached to the results. If a person does not follow your lead, then that's when you let go. You take care of yourself, you stay observant, but to try to control somebody else, to try to argue them, it's not going to be useful. What you can do is just continue to reiterate your truth, not with the intention of changing their mind. It's so subtle, but there is a difference. Not with the intention of having them see your point of view, but rather you are merely honoring, empowering, emboldening your truth. And you have the right to express your truth the way others have a right to express their truth. All that means is that you are embracing again a clarification and an identification of your highest values. As a light leader, we are clear about our values and we work on ourselves to have the greatest clarity as possible and the greatest courage as possible to bring forth what we believe, what we are committed to, and what we sincerely want in our heart of hearts to contribute to this earth during this particular incarnation as the soul that we are today. On a spiritual level, this is what we are able to do when we are looking at ourselves as a spirit light leader. We are looking to see clearly, to act definitively and concisely, and to embrace what is happening from a neutral place and still take inspired action. So a neutral place means, yes, we start off by having the flurry of emotions. And anybody who's been with me in the animal advocate world and the political world knows I'm a very emotional person. But I'm also a very disciplined person to keep my vibration as high as possible. Sometimes it takes me a couple of days to process through and use the healing techniques that I teach my clients and students, of which some of them I taught you on day one. And it takes a while to run it through, but what I'm after is to arrive at that neutral observing place so that I can be a part of the solution, so that my vibration can be a part of the solution. You know that when there is a clashing of truths and there is anger and hatred and blame, how effective is there? If anything, there's danger. But if we can have our emotions, learn what those emotions have taught us, and then get into a neutral place, then our communication can be better heard. Our actions can be safer and more on target. And we become a model of that which we want to endorse. And I'm sure you've all had experience of this. In the animal advocacy world, years ago when I first got in there, in 2011, it was over a starved pit bull dog in New Jersey by the name of Patrick. That's when I realized how ineffective it is for people to be fighting, infighting amongst themselves when we're on the same page, when we want the same thing. In this case, it was for this pit bull to be rescued and saved and that his perpetrator be brought to justice. In the political arena, it's obvious. There's no point in arguing and making wrong someone who has different views. But you can keep them out of your life. You can keep away from getting into conversations with them if you know it's going to go nowhere. So you get my point. Okay, now let's talk about mission. If you haven't already opened your eyes, please do. I had said yesterday that the difference between mission and purpose is that purpose is how you be in the world, what you are known for by the values and the standard that you want to have be part of your path. And I mentioned that my purpose is to bring my sense and connection of heaven to my earth, my life. my sense of connection to the higher realms via being consciously aware as much as possible with my soul, so I can communicate with my soul, my spirit guides, and to bring information that is inspired from intuitive channels into my actions, into my home, into my business in terms of the products and services that I offer, like this challenge. This is bringing heaven to earth. This is me being on purpose, doing this challenge at this time. My mission is the action, is the doing, is how you impact others, is how you interface with the outer world. And typically, a mission is driven by one of two catalysts. A catalyst is something that mobilizes you, something that impacts you into doing, feeling, behaving, having certain paradigms. That's what I mean by catalyst. That's what I mean by activate, etc. A mission is either catalyzed because you see something in the world that hurts you, that angers you, that you hate, that you gotta do something about, you know, that kind of passion. Or it could be something that is missing, and wouldn't it be great if this did have a life in the outer world? It doesn't necessarily have to be driven by pain and suffering. It could be driven by you just having a sense of what's possible. You get a vision of what's possible. A mission is something that may or may not ever get completed in your lifetime. It is an ongoing vehicle of focus through which you aim your usage of time, your choice of relationships, where you direct your resources like money or possessions. And it's also something that becomes the filter that determines when something is worth doing and when it's not, getting back to what's on purpose and what's off purpose. When you are catalyzed and mobilized by a mission, you will find very quickly what is just not going to be worthy of your time and emotions and intelligence, and what is. And the key mindset there is to hold in your consciousness the desire that you want to be part of the solution. So when you're looking to decide on what is my mission, you can ask yourself the question, for what do I want to be the solution? And then you start to go into your creative, intuitive, spiritually inspired place, which you've learned in days 1 through 3. And you start asking questions. Who would be best served by my mission? Where will I find them? What are the challenges, the pain that they might be experiencing that I will be a solution for? And particularly, you start asking yourself the question, what is the next step, the next baby step that I can take to bring my mission out into the world today? Now, your mission might be you. You know, it's that expression, healer, heal thyself. That's what I spent the majority of my life doing. And for those of you who don't know my story, when you listen to day one, and I think I also repeated it on some of the other days of how I got into all this. Bottom line, I was so sick as a child and then all the way into my adult years that I was unemployable and I needed to have my own business and I needed to heal myself. And here we are 32 years later, having had my business for 32 years. doing the services that I used on myself to heal myself and to bring myself into a more optimized way of functioning in the world. I still have tremendous challenges, believe me, but here I am and I'm doing great. So, your mission, what might be a mission that you have that you would be the solution? My mission is to help heal the heart of humanity. That's the overarching umbrella. And then I aim that same mission into different areas of my life. In my business life, I help to heal the heart of humanity by doing what I can to end injustice. End injustice for, in my business, entrepreneurs, business owners, community contributors who are holding themselves back. They either have some sort of a self-image that isn't really serving them, or they don't know how to organize themselves, or they don't believe that they can get it done, or they don't believe that they're good enough, that they deserve this, that they can do this while still having to do other things that might seem more pragmatic, practical, realistic. That's holding yourself back, and that is an injustice. Because it's holding down, it's criticizing and condemning your creative power, your heart power, the inspiration that comes from your creative genius, from your heart energy of wanting to call forth something that's deep within your soul that's been stirred. So that's an injustice. So I help my clients heal themselves from all kinds of things and help them to make the leap so that they can be a greater channel, so that they can have their day-to-day life be more what I call soul-aligned. Help heal the heart of humanity. Those of you who see me in action regarding politics, I'm helping to heal the injustice of what I perceive is going on. And so I pick up the phone, I take action, I zero in on right people at the right time. And that's also healing the heart of humanity and putting an end to injustice. So that's me. And of course, in the animal advocacy world as well. You know, people who know me there, again, like with politics, I get on the phone, I talk to judges if I can reach them, and on, heads of animal shelters. And that's what it looks like when you have a mission, and that mission can nurture several different kinds of tracks of the human condition, tracks of what goes on in life. So now I'm going to be quiet while you take a moment and you ask yourself the question, what is it that I cannot stand is going on in the world that I can be a solution for? Or what do you see that if something more was added in, not necessarily that's broken and in pain now, just added in, that you would be the creative contributor of? I'm going to be quiet while you do that, just in your own notes. I'm right here. I just want to give you space to think. Just to think. Okay, so how's that coming? Is that making sense to you? What is it that you feel that you could bring to the world? And what baby step could you take today? That could be a phone call. That could be starting a to-do list. That could be researching something on Google. That could be buying something. It could be throwing something away. Think about it. what would be a mission that would make you feel so on purpose that you feel you would really be able to bring your soul into it? What would that be? Okay. So my challenge to you is to, as we wrap this up today, is for you to have another mindset. And that mindset is, I am from this day forward going to do my best to live my life asking myself the question, is what I am doing on purpose for the mission that I want to bring into the world? And you will have your sense of purpose and your sense of mission nurtured by listening and doing those journal exercises from yesterday. Asking yourself the question, am I willing to take action even if people think that I've lost my marbles, that I am making a mistake, but my truth is I have to do this thing? That's the way I am. When I feel I have to pick up that phone, when I feel I have to reach out to that person, regardless of what the particular arena is, either my business or animals or the environment or politics, I really cannot say no to that power of fire that raises up in me. And that kind of fire power lives with you as well. The other thing I'd really love for you to do is to take a look at those two trainings. I included a link that you're going to see in that pinned post of a sampler, a sneak preview into the contents of the companion workbook that each of the trainings have. And you're going to see in there what I cover in the training. And then the workbook itself is, some of them are like 37 pages long because it's a place for you to track the highlights of the topic and for you to take notes. So my request is that you keep this energy going by having some support with a home study program of those two, or just one of those two, whichever one calls to you. And if you have any questions, just private message me. But there are payment links if you want to do it with a credit card or if you want to do it with a PayPal account. And then as soon as my team sees a notification, we will email you a zip file that consists of the 60-minute MP3 of the training or the two trainings and the PDF of the workbook or the workbooks. The other thing is that I would like to invite you to tell somebody you trust, someone who knows you, somebody who respects you, somebody who, you know, really gets who you are, and tell them what your sense of your mission is at this starting point. You know, you're just kind of entertaining the idea that you're going to live an on-purpose, mission-driven life. Just tell somebody so that they can support you. And when you listen to yesterday's journal questions, one of the questions was, what do people tell you that they really admire, respect about you? What is it that they say you bring to a situation? That's the kind of person you might want to tell your mission ideas to, because it's clearly they have an insight into your soul gifts. And why set yourself up to tell it to somebody who doesn't really appreciate you on deeper levels? The other question, or the next request I have, is for us to have a conversation. No cost. You know, we'll just get on the phone or get on Skype. And let me just see where you're at and see if there's anything that I offer in addition to these two trainings that really might help you break through something or strategize about something. or give you insight into why something is happening. As a psychic intuitive, I have the gift to see deeply into people's souls and to see a high expression of their soul purpose path. And I'm also able to see what is standing in their way, why is it standing in their way, and how to make it become a lesson rather than a hurdle, or a lesson rather than a block. And so there's no pressure. It's just, you know, I want to help. And there are lots of different ways that people can work with me. There's one-on-one, there's classes, there's the membership program that these trainings are from. The membership program includes 1 day a month or 1 evening a month where you get to ask me anything. And it's a spiritually charged question and answer healing session because I bring in my spirit guides and I teach you how to access one of the spirit teams that I work with. So you're receiving a healing during that Q&A time, and that's once a month. So as I say, there are many different ways that we could work together. And if you're not ready for any of those, that's fine. It's not the right time. Like I said, a light leader is very sensitive to divine timing and understands that divine timing is very real. And so what I'd like you to do is just private message me and we'll go from there. Okay. My hope is that you are going to take that baby step on your mission. And if your mission is you, to nurture you, to love you, to pull yourself away from things that are not right for you, then that's a baby step or a leap. Write out for yourself, what am I going to do today with me as my mission so that I am feeling better, so that I'm functioning better, so that I am more of a gift to myself and to others. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this challenge and being part of my soul purpose mission. And with that, I send you my love. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your trust. And goodbye for now.